Okay, let's begin our discussion. Yevamos daf samach tes, the last full daf here in Perek Almana LeKohen Gadol. And we're going to talk about a topic that only comes up here, really. And it's a very crucial topic in various areas of halacha. But it comes up right here in the context of Truma, as a number of the sugyas here in Yevamos, as we have discussed. The Gemara talks about, we know the din da'araisa of a bas Yisrael that marries a Kohen. She is allowed to eat Truma, Kinyan Kaspo, Erisin, Nisuin, Midaraisa from Erisin, Midrabanan, not until Nisuin. If a bas Kohen marries a Yisrael, then she cannot eat Truma. And the nafkaminas are also, even if the husband dies, if there are children, then the children keeps her in that state. If there's a child, a descendant who is from the Kohen, even if this child, as the Gemara gives Hechi Timses on yesterday's daf, and today's daf discusses it, today's daf really more, you could have a grandchild who's a Yisrael Mamzer, and that could allow her to eat Truma, depending on the way the line of the descendants go. But either way, towards the bottom of the daf, the Gemara talks about what happens if a Bas Kohen is married to a Yisrael, and the Yisrael dies. Says the Brisa, Tovelas Vochelas B'Truma La'erif. Right, a Bas Kohen that's married to Yisrael, and he dies, she could eat Truma. Why she could eat Truma? Because now she's a Bas Kohen, and she goes back, she has no children, she goes back to her father's house. So the Gemara says, Amar of Chizda, Tovelas Vocheles Ad Arbaim. She could eat till day 40. For 40 days after her husband dies, she could eat Truma. She could eat Truma Kiilu, right, she doesn't have a husband, she doesn't have a child, and up till day 40, she's considered, she goes back to her father's house. Why? The loma abra haloma abra, right? We don't see, it doesn't look like she's pregnant, so if she's not pregnant, she's not pregnant, fine. Vima abra, what if she's pregnant? If she's pregnant, if she has a child who's a Yisrael, remember she's a Bas Kohen Li Yisrael, so if she has a child who's a Yisrael, she shouldn't be able to eat Truma. Says the Gemara, don't worry about it, because if it's up to 40 days, and we're assuming that she didn't get pregnant 2 weeks before the husband died, because then the 40 days would run out earlier. But ve'i ma'abra ad arba'im maya ba'almahu. And if she is pregnant, then up to 40 days, then the baby is considered maya ba'alma. It's just considered something other than, literally it means just water, just liquid, something other than a halachic matter, but other than a halachic organism, then one has to take into account. And therefore, it's not called the baby's not called the Yisrael yet until day 40 at least. And therefore, she can eat Truma. Don't worry about it because up until day 40, either she's not pregnant at all, and even if she is, it's not something to worry about. So let's talk about this concept of day 40. I'm sorry, one more Shavuot Shabbos Kelchasa of first volume. Says the Gemara in Menachos Sadites, Gemara Sadites Mabez, the Neshama, we know the Gemara Nida tells us that there's all different providers of the items that make up a child. Right? The father gives this, and the mother gives this, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives this. That's the Gemara Masechas Nida. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Neshama. So the Gemara in Menachos Sadites says, the Neshama goes in at day 40. Right, day 40. There are other Gemaras about when the Yetzirah goes in, when the Yetzirah Tov goes in. Yetzirah is Ra min Ura, but the Gemara says, one little line on Sadi Tesim and Beis, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Darmi Travayu, Torah nitna ba'arba'im, v'neshama notzra ba'arba'im. Torah is given, 40, v'neshama notzra ba'arba'im. What does it mean, the neshama? That's the line that we're going to focus on. The neshama is formed on day 40, ba'arbayim, says the Gemara, notzra ba'arbayim, says the Gemara, tsuras havlad l'arbayim yom b'mesechas nida. Right, he quotes the Gemara. So the neshama goes in on day 40. Maybe that's why it's maya ba'alma beforehand. Because you don't have a neshama, you know, that's not anything to write home about. Right, without the neshama. So on day 40, that's when it comes. So this halacha of day 40 being the crucial day for halachic status comes up in many areas of halacha. Probably the biggest one is abortion. We know there's an isser of performing an abortion. Judaism has the middle approach, so to speak, of the approach of the comparative religions, right? Certain religions, Christianity, believe that life begins at conception. And therefore, a child, a fetus, even at 2 months and at 6 months, has the status of a baby. And therefore, even if the mother's life's in danger, you know, then it's inappropriate, right, to perform an abortion, because this is a life and this is a life, and how can you push off one life for another life? That is the one approach. The other approach is that, what do you mean? There's no life until birth, and therefore, whatever you want to do, and the one might call it women's rights. It's a woman's body, and she can do whatever she wants with it. What do you mean, your body? There's an 8-month fetus inside. No. That's nothing there yet. It's like my arm, right? Uber yerech imahu, they hold to an extreme. And therefore, the woman can do whatever she wants, and you can have an abortion until birth. And Judaism is somewhere in the middle. Judaism has the middle approach of, it's not a life yet fully, but it's something. It's something, right? The Rambam's lashon is in dochen nefesh mipnei nefesh, once the baby starts coming out. But up until that point, the child is not called a full nefesh, but it's something. And therefore, that is what we make sure that we take into account the halachic status of a baby, even if the child's not born yet. So, regarding an abortion, machlokas, whether it's an issa daraisa, of ritzicha, or Rav Moshe Feinstein, whether it's an issa, a different type of issa daraisa, whether it's a derabana, but either way, it is not allowed. But what happens if there is a reason, there is a strong halachic reason, some reason to have an abortion? So, every case is unique, and every case is different. But again, the earlier the better. The earlier the better in terms of halacha. And when it comes to the day 40, so that already is for sure a halachic stage that makes a big difference. The problem is generally women don't know they're pregnant until after day 40 when they miss their cycle, and it's already after day 40. So it usually doesn't come up that often that we have this sniff to relate to. We have this element. Oh, it's not day 40 yet, and therefore, it's not a problem. But there's definitely much more flexibility in terms of that. But just a couple of tshuvas. The Svi De'esh in Aleph Kuf Samach Beis has a long tshuva about a baby that the tests were done, and it was before day 40. Before day 40, and the doctor said this type of baby is going to be deformed, mechusar aver, have all different types of problems, rachmana litzlan. So before day 40, the Tzvi De'esh gives a heter. But again, other poskim would give a heter too before day 40. The Chavas Yair has a discussion, and this tshuva is the basis for other tshuvas following. Chavas Yair, Rav Yair Bachrach, end of the 1700s, discusses the following case. A woman who's mezana, al dever shei lascha, eishes ish shahar laznunim, v'yachar maisa nischarta v'nitna kol bebechi. And after she violated and she did it, all of a sudden she did shuva, and she was very upset. Gam yom gam laila titni fugas pasein. She doesn't stop crying. Rak horida nachal dima v'iticha rosha v'kosa. She's literally banging her head against the wall. Ad ki zov dama me rosha. She's going crazy. Going crazy because of what she did. She can't live anymore. Vigita Levila, she told her husband. That's a separate issue. Is she believed that she was Mizana Baratzon in order for her husband to have to divorce her? Separate issue. Do we believe one aid? And she's a Nogeva Dover. Maybe she just wants to marry somebody else. So that's one issue. But the other issue here is Big Shu Michacham She Yisadu La Chuva Ukhala She Yusa La Tazesh. So she asks a Tabachacham, what should I do? Should do Chuva for? Ra Kasha Chashisha Shinis Abra Mi Menu. But she's nervous that maybe she's pregnant. But it just happened. So now it's before day 40. Kasher me'oz shenasa ma'isa pasak vesta. Oh, maybe not. Right? She hasn't gotten her period since she was with the person with the Boel, with the Noef. Asher hayala tzimidim kisidram biyos atachas bayala kamashanim. And for years she already had a regular cycle. Halcha chacham v'shaloim rashois ligmoa dover me'avkas rocha. Could she take a type of medicine? L'shalshel zera hamekulal asher bekirba, to rid herself of the cursed fetus or whatever it is, zera inside of her, the ubikasha daiti bazeh, and says the Chavos Yair, you asked me my opinion. These are serious shilas. These aren't just overnight trafing up a fork shila. Right? These are serious shailas that have to be dealt with by the poskei Adar. Hiksheisha lishol sheela bazu isha ki tista tachas isha v'toiz panel sheela schacham kazeh v'achshav ki tchuna sheela v'esha zish davar baduyu lo hayav lo nivra v'emes shuvasel sheela in chilek b'enos mi'beres ishto anesua v'ksheira shebenashim o mamzer me'esha zish shelo neflesi mimcha didin mamzer l'chol davar k'din Yisrael kasher v'roi lios dayin gadol. Right? Baby's a baby. And, you know, Rachman al-Islan, right, remember the Mishnah Maseches Chagiga, the example of Me'uvas lo yuchal liskon, something crooked that you can't fix is a mamzer. And says the Chavos Yar, that applies even in utero. Even in utero. And therefore, says the Chavos Yar, Mela you want to talk about before day 40, okay, maybe then we could, there's something to talk about. But, you know, Misvara, you know, that's definitely a halachic stage, and when you start the third trimester, hukar ubra, as we spoke about, I think last time, about the making the marrying a child, a girl who's less than who's in utero. So the Chavos Yar is very not happy and not willing to budge. You know, these are Torahs in Mechalik. You know, the Torah is in Mechalik, and therefore I'm not making any chilukim. If you look at the Beis Shlomo is one of the Hasidic leaders of the 1800s, a little bit later. He's a Talmud of the Rebbe of Razin. He allows, again, pre-40 days. But then he says, if you would know, again, it doesn't say beferish there about this, but pre-40 days I would allow it, because lavar gamar and yavamis, maya ba'alma. But I have a different reason why it could be a problem. Right? Beis Kislev Tafresh Yud Aleph, 1851. Right, he writes this this shaila. Ishimu beres shaharofim amrula shehem shachay rayan sakana hula imutar lasos pula hapel ubar. Different case. He has a case where the doctors say that it's dangerous for the mother. Question is, how dangerous? How dangerous? So he says beikar adin. He says the mutar abi nevesh ubar apelis sakana seim. He goes through the general sugya of abortion, which is not our topic today. Ubar min dain benid don't he done shafim imu beres adin ubar hupachas min mem yo. In this situation that he was talking about there, it was before 40 days, however they knew. I think it's mutter. The problem is, every surgery itself represents a sakana for the mother. So, yes, the doctors say that the pregnancy and the birth is going to be a sakana, but the abortion is going to be a danger for the mother. So how does that weigh? Is it better to say Sheva Al Tasa? You know, let God figure it out. But Ido Didon Yesh Mevucha Mitzad Acher. Dim Tasa is a pula shetapil gam hi besakana. The kolam apelas becheska sakana. All mapalos are becheska sakana, as Bishon will talk about in a minute. V'yein lomar de kanch ubar pavet miman yom. You shouldn't say here. Well, now before day 40, there's no sakana. Surgery is surgery. And if you want to say the right, what's a, as the saying goes, what's a small surgery? Somebody else having surgery. Right, that's the small surgery. We'll get to that, but I'll show in a minute, about chilul shab, so Yom Kippur for an ubar, b'chalin, even if it's not 40. Basically, it's you can't just say that. And therefore, since according to halacha, every mapelas is b'cheska sakana, how are we allowed to choose one sakana over another? We're going to perform an abortion because the doctors say that to carry this baby is going to be dangerous for the mother, but the abortion is also. There's two sakanas here, sheval tasa. Better not to act. Better not to act than to act. He says, so, you know, I'm not so sure. But then he says at the end, but if the doctors say that there seem to be more sakana for the carrying the baby in the birth, and also he says, if the woman herself says, I'm not worried about the abortion. I'm worried about the pregnancy and the birth. She herself knows, you can trust her. She knows it's not going to be such a sakana for her. Efshar, it's possible to nomar baze, you say in this regard, leave yodea maris nafsho, pasuk in mishle, and therefore, v'yafsham deneged rofi kamari, the sugi's at the end of Maseches Yuma. And therefore he says, you know, that's what I'll go with. Margeshus ba'atma sheishba cholasha iber valedim sakana gedoletz la yosemana mapala efshar, you listen to her. And therefore, I'm a little, he's hesitant, but he's noted to say that he would allow that in that circumstance. The Levushei Mordechai, another a little bit later, right? Rav Mordechai Winkler, Levushei Mordechai, 1844 to 1932. The Rav of Mad in Hungary, Talmud of the Ksav Sofer, he also brings in, which again the Tzitz Eliezer brings in our day, Tirif Hadas of the mother, the mother's mental state. Meaning if the Rav and the doctor together think that the woman is in such a state that she wouldn't, it was not about physical sakana, mental sakana for the mother, based on the type of fetus this is, so then also that would be a tzad. That would be a tzad to allow it. Again, there's a big discussion. Again, a very famous tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer regarding a woman who was struggling with a Tay-Sachs baby, and he allowed, even in the seventh month, he allowed an abortion based on that situation where the doctor and the Rav, the Tzitz Eliezer, saw the mental state of the woman would not be balanced, and therefore he allowed a late-term abortion in that case. Okay, but this is all, we're getting into this before 40 days. Before 40 days, it would be much, much easier in the eyes of the posim because of our Gemara, Maya Ba'alma. Number one, what about kinyanim? What about a kinyan for a fetus? So the Gemara says in Maseches Baba Basra, we alluded to this actually the other day when we spoke about the Shvus Yaakov, and are you machalik between kinyanim and kiddushin? But the Gemara says in Baba Basra, kuf mem beis amid beis, hamezaka leubar, if somebody make a kinyan on behalf of a fetus, lo kana, the Gemara says. Right, Rabbi Yochanan says, doesn't work. V'yim tomar mishnah seder, but the mishnah gives an impression that it does work. If you look at the mishnah there in earlier, a couple of daf earlier, daf kuf mem, the Gemara says that's different because that's a person's son. Hoel v'daito shel adam krova eitzel b'no. A stranger fetus, I can't be kona for. But if it's my son, so then the das is karov, and therefore the father basically wants to give it, right, even if halachically there could be a problem. What does that mean? Rashbam. V'gomer u'makne b'cholibo. Which sounds like the problem of mezakeh l'ubar is not a maisa kinyan problem. Because you can't do a maisa kinyan whether it's your son, whether it's not your son. If it's a smichas das problem, it's a serious problem. Are you serious? We assume if you're giving it to a fetus, you're not really serious. But if it's your son, then there's real gemiras das. That's what it sounds like, how it works. That's the problem. And that's a big sugya of adam makna davar shlo bala olam. Is that a problem of maisa kinyan, or is that a problem of gemiras das? So this gemara clearly seems like the latter, because there's an exception. If it's my son, so then I could give it, right? The gomar makna b'chalibo of uber lacha lo kana. That's the gemara. So a person could be kona on behalf of his own son when it is a fetus, because adam karavetz b'no. What if the son is before 40 days? The gemara doesn't make any chilukim. But if you look in the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch, it's really machlokes. The Nemuki Yosef says here on this gemara in the name of the Ritva, Maya Ba'alma, quoting our gemara. If it's for 40 days, then even if you have all the das in the world for your son, he's not as your son yet. Not your son yet. It's Maya Ba'alma. While the Shid Mukubet says, and the Meiri says here on this gemara in Baba Basra, I brought it, G'doli kadmonenu dafka b'she'ubar ben arba'am yom, shekfar nikra notzar v'nitzna bo neshama. Right? Gemara Menachas, we quoted. Ava kodem arba'am yom, maya ba'amahu ve'en lo zechia. Before 40 days, it's like trying to give something to a rock. Doesn't matter how much gemiras das you have. You can't give something to a rock or a table. Harihi kemoshe mizake labanem she'yu lo me'yishto. It's as if you're trying to give something to a child and your wife's not pregnant yet. Can't do that. Ein ze klum. It's meaningless. You don't have a son yet. V'yesh lehem raya b'mesechas yivamis. Oh. Our Gemara, right? Samach Tes. Maya ba'alma. But then the Meiri argues, the Gemara would have said that. The Gemara would have said that. Maybe for this regard, not total maya ba'alma. Mikom akom, rov mafarshim chokim bo, mi mishnah seinu, shishnuya v'stam. The Gemara doesn't make any chilukim. This 40-day limit is only mentioned here, not there. V'ocha me'achash min adin lokana. And really, says the Meiri, remember, the whole thing shouldn't work anyway. There shouldn't be a kinyan at all for a fetus. The Gemara says, oh, the father has special connection to the son. Okay, so however it works for after 40 days, it works for before 40 days. Because the whole thing, remember, is about Gemira's Das anyway. So you're not really doing a Maisa Kinyan anyway. And that's why if you look in the Shulchan Aruch doesn't make any chilukim. Reish Yud in Choshe Mishpat. Ha-makna l'uber shalo l'uber acher. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein adam maklej l'mishlo bala olam l'ficha chamezakar b'leuba shal acher lo kana afilu amar l'kishayelid Yivaled yiske. It doesn't work. Vimhaya bino kana. A person could acquire something on behalf of their unborn fetus. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Afil lo amar l'kishi yivaled. As long as his wife is mu'beres. As long as his wife is mu'beres at the time that they get it. And the Shachir says, the Shachir in Sifkat and Bey says, I don't know why the Shulchan Aruch says that. The Nemuki Yosef, the name of the Ritva, says it doesn't work before 40. There should be a limit. Dafka la'achar barmiyom, the kodem l'chein ma'i ba'amu. Vatur mechaber shesasmo, the Shulchan and the Shulchan Aruch, that don't make any chiluka mashma shelo chilku. It's mashma that they're not machalik. Right? But v'li nireh kaharitva. Right, I think the Ritva and the Muki Yosef are right, says the Shach. To keep in the Arminah B'Shas, Amon al Kohen Gadol, our Perek, Yivam es Samach Tes, Gabi Trumal in Yerusha Bameila, the Tokman Myom Maya Ba'alma, and the Rambam Paskins that way in Hilchas Trumas Maya Ba'alma, Hu Adin Hacha. But the Rambam didn't say it here. But that's the discussion by Kenyan. So there's abortion is an Afkamina, and Kenyan, Tuma. Tuma, the Achiezer, is there Tumas Mace by Maya Ba'alma. Maya Ba'alma, if a woman has the miscarriage so early, again, you generally don't even know because it doesn't look like a fetus. So the Mishnah Malach notes that if a nafel, even if a nafel is metame, because it has the status of a nefesh, the Rambam says in Ufos Tumas Meis, Beis Aleph, before 40, says the Mishnah Malach, Maya Ba'alma. One final point, Chil Shabbos, big discussion in Maseches Yuma. The Russian Yuma said, quotes, Is there Chilul Shabbos? Can you be Mechal Shabbos for a fetus? For a mother, for sure Mechal Shabbos. What about for a fetus? So the Rush quotes Rishonim that say, well, for a fetus, you're not Mechalo. Ika de Svirale, this is the Rush in the 8th parak. Ika de Svirale, de ain't Mechalin, Mishum Nefalim. No, you're not Mechalo because the only reason that you're Mechal Shabbos for a pregnant woman in those cases in Yuma is because of her Sakana, not because of the baby Sakana. And the Rush goes through this whole discussion, and then the Rush says, I don't understand the whole thing. Because there's never, ever a case where the baby's in danger and the mother's not in danger. Every case, the mother's going to be in danger too. So the Rush says, just mitzias wise, it's not going to happen. V'lo yadati matzorach l'kolilo adikdukim. V'lo mishkacha sakanas ubar, v'lo sakanas ubara. V'lo sakanas ubara, v'lo sakanas ubar. They go together, and therefore, I don't know what the... So, lemaisa, it's never going to come up. You could always be being Mechal Shabbos. But what about theoretically, if there was just a danger for a fetus on Shabbos, can you be Mechal Shabbos for a fetus who's not a life yet? That's a Machlokas Rishonim. Were we Paskin? Yes. We Paskin, yes, you would be Mechal Shabbos. And the Ramban, quoted in the... quoted there in the Karban Asana, but it's quoted in the Halacha also. Ramban says, even if pre-40 days, we would be Mechal Shabbos even for a fetus before 40 days. It's Maya Ba'alma. It's Maya Ba'alma. How can you say we're going to be Mechal? That's the Shmir Shabbos has this in Perek Lamed Vav. Mechal and Shabbos L'Shem Atzala Zubar Afilu Im Hupachos Me'arboam Yom. Lamed Vav Beis, Beferish quotes it from the Ramban. Why? Because remember the five or six different svaras that are given in Maseches Yuma, why are we allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? Even though we're violating a Malacha to save a life. So all different deyos. V'chai bohem is the maskana, but one of the deyos along the way is Chal Shabbos Achas, Kedei Sheishmar Shabbos Asharbe. That's one of the svaras. And there are nafgaminas based on that svara more than, different than other svaras. But one of the nafgaminas is, the Ramban says, even though V'chai bohem only should apply to a nefesh, he shall live, and not he should, but he's not living yet. But the svara of Chal Shabbos Achas does apply. Be Mechal Shabbos now, so you can keep many other Shabbosos. That applies to a fetus even before 40 days, and that is what we paskin lehalacha. But again, the Gemara that says it is right here, that up until 40 days, right, a very interesting context where we find this major yesod in Shas. Before 40 days, a Bas Kohen, who's married to a Yisrael, and the Yisrael dies. She can eat truma for the first 40 days, because even if she's pregnant, doesn't have the status of a pregnancy. So that's today's stuff. Okay, we'll stop here.